Okay, good. This is good because you can't begin. We can't begin with hearing your voice.
Whose?
Yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're good.
Yeah, we're great.
Hey, I'd like to begin by timestamping this episode. It is exactly... I don't have a watch. I guess I can't do that.
I have no idea what time it is. I just broke my my revolt against the show. I was going to go silent.
Were you? How long do you think you could do
it? Fuck, I blew it.
Did you guys ever play it when you were kids? Like, let's play the silent game?
Oh, yeah.
Did you lose every time?
I don't remember. The Coronos talk a lot.
Did you ever play that game, like, let's see who can hit the lightest?
What does that mean?
Like, all right. You.
Oh, me. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see who hits the lightest. You go first.
And then you hit as hard as you can.
Yeah, and you're like, I lost.
I lost.
But really, I won. Yeah. Boom. You feel that? Does that hurt?
You ever play Who Can Take a Bullet?
No, that sounds fun, though.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
with
good
the teeth?
One. I play with people that don't know their plan. in my dreams.
People that don't what?
No, they're
they don't
playing.
Know I'm playing.
Oh, they have no idea they're playing. Yeah. Seems like murder.
Yeah, it's light murder.
It's weird how murder is fucking hilarious.
What?
But.
I was not aware that it was so funny.
It's probably not even funny if it's someone you love.
You think? You think it might kind of take some of the chuckles out of it?
Like Nambla. Nambla is just a barrel of laughs.
We're not 2 minutes
until
yet.
Your son is engaged to a 56-year-old man and your son's only 7.
But what if that man has money?
Man, you know, you got something there.
I don't want to name names here, Dr.
El Chapo's,
but,
El Chapo's wife.
If the man has money, I think that certain families would be like, oh, well, that's fine with me then. He's set
did
for
you,
life.
Did you see that vacant, empty interview with El Chapo's super, super hot wife?
No.
No.
God, is she dying?
Guys, just to let you know, this is late February 2016. You're not listening to an old episode where El Chapo's a thing.
Nope.
Did you just say 2015?
16, I said 2016. Mm-hmm.
You guys want to talk about the 2015 Oscars?
Let's talk about Chapo. I you're on it.
El Chapo's wife
isn't
was a beauty queen winner.
Was she also in the like a newscaster? Or am I thinking of Narcos?
So. I don't believe Narcos. So. Yeah, Narcos is different.
Yeah.
Slightly. El Chapo, I don't know how old El Chapo was when they got married. Like in his 40s, she was like 18, sharp.
Right.
He got married at her house.
So what you're saying is El Chapo's your hero.
Her parents went along with it. But how do you turn down El Chapo?
How do you call yourself El Chapo when you're so close to be called, you can call yourself Chapo, which is way better.
Or Guapo, El Guapo.
Why don't you change it to Chapo? Oh, hey, update on the old Snapchat there. Maybe the most confusing thing I've ever.
I'm confused by it, too.
We're looking at a picture now.
Yeah, she's all right looking.
Tyler, that joke is old and stupid.
But she's got a bunch of kids with him. She's never spent much time with him because...
Tyler's putting his microphone on the picture.
As soon as she
listener.
Got pregnant with twins...
That's not my microphone.
He got arrested. And she's still standing by him, probably in fear for her life.
And probably because she has truckloads of money continuing to
show
up.
Well, she claims that she lives a very simple lifestyle and she never saw any of the money and that she loves him with her whole heart.
That's called distancing for the DA.
And that she never saw him act violent towards anybody, even though other people say he's killed dozens with his bare hands, tortured a man.
Okay, enough with the El Chapo. Am I right?
You can't have enough El Chapo.
That's a lot of El Chapo.
You just can't.
You think he's tunneling right now? As
I fucking hope so. Yeah. I hope he tunnels all the way to OJ's cell, gets him out.
And they start like the super friends of criminals.
Yeah, they start a company that refurbishes old Broncos.
That'd be a reality show I'd watch. El Chapo and OJ in the same cell. I mean, am I right? Reality TV.
That's not too bad.
Hey, welcome to After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Corona to my left, and there's Ty Ty coming to you live on tape from the world famous Hollywood Improv up in the green room.
Tape.
This is the shit green room, though, right?
It's not that shitty. But it's the shit one.
But I mean, there's a good one. I don't know why we never go in there.
Okay, aside from the junk that's in here, do you think anything's wrong with this room?
I don't like the slope of the ceiling.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like the old picture of John Lennon.
It's got a skylight.
Skylight's nice. It is encumbered, though.
I don't really like the skylight because otherwise it could be nice and dark in here.
Yeah,
low light.
Nice and dark.
Why do you want to be dark in here with us, buddy?
Because
it's way better.
We're vampires.
What? Come on, guys. We're better. Where's the funny? Where's the fun?
You know what?
Let's
you got a
go.
Good point there. Goddamn. Fuck.
Murder, Chapo, Nambla. I mean, come on. We're
that's
better than
good
that.
Stuff. I wish I would have said vampires.
Sitting there watching TV with the wife on the couch the other day. And
here comes the funny.
She says, this will piss you off. And I'm like, well, then I don't want to see it. I don't know what she's doing. She's always on her phone. Rarely is she playing games. She's usually scrolling through some feed.
Mm-hmm.
Usually
she,
Facebook.
She bought that dolphin corpse on eBay.
Oh, which, by the way, that was in Argentina, not Mexico. So we have to apologize to the
hey, guess what?
Country
same language.
Mexico.
Same language.
Foreigners.
I told that story to at least 9 people.
did you see the Chinese people that killed the two peacocks?
No.
Taking selfies with him?
What?
Oh, yeah.
How'd they kill
him? Yeah, it just happened.
Someone just killed a shark the other day. They dragged a shark out to take a selfie with it.
Really?
And the shark died.
Is that a new thing?
Apparently.
What?
It's just drag
death
animals.
By selfie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Brutal. I don't like it.
I'd like to get a giraffe in a headlock and get a selfie. Standing on a stepladder.
I wonder how many people have died by giraffe. Like it bends its little head down and like you go to hug it. And
then
your
ears
next thing
you
know, you're like 20 feet off the ground. I bet it's happened. Like a child. Children are dumb.
Like at the zoo?
Yeah, or like, you know, just like in nature.
I think there's a lot of hugging giraffe opportunities.
I think back in the
nature.
Day, back in the frontier days.
Yeah.
Imagine a giraffe.
Yeah, the American giraffes.
Imagine a giraffe with fangs. How rad that would be.
Don't they have pretty big teeth? The front ones?
No,
like
I think
horse?
They're all mandibles. Because they molars, like because they eat leaves, Tyler. Yeah. They don't have. You get the sharp teeth if you eat meat.
Do you remember? Did I ever show you? I had
incisors.
To. Have. It was a
horse.
Was,
horses have those giant front teeth.
It's for cutting carrots.
Yeah, they could cut your fucking hand off.
Hey. Yeah, they sure can.
You're about to say something. Yeah, you're gonna go dick.
Why are you telling secrets?
Especially
in the
if you give them a nice grill.
Yeah, man.
Do you guys remember,
yeah.
Did I even know you then at the time when my next door neighbor said...
Don't worry, I'm going to get back to what Jillian showed me on the couch, but yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember when my next door neighbor said I got something that you're going to want?
It was like it was a letter?
It was an 8-foot giraffe
head
and
yes.
neck, and it was lying on his couch.
Yes.
And he's like, I want $1,200 for it. And I was like, I don't know what I'd do with that. And then I was like, I'll probably take it, but let me think about it for a couple of hours. And then I realized... What the fuck?
Was it a real giraffe head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, $1,200 is cheap, I think.
It was totally
like
cheap. It was totally cheap.
I would have done like $300.
I would have done like zero because that's fucked. Yeah. Hey, look at my dead giraffe head.
I have a bison head.
That's equally fucked.
That's a big deal. Those are expensive.
I know.
Why do you have it?
I did some hunting.
No, you did not.
Where'd you get it?
My grandpa.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the few things that I
did he take
requested.
It down?
What? No, he bought it at some antique shop.
I became a short period in my life. I became obsessed with those Western style cow skulls with the horns attached.
My brother has one, also from my grandfather's
my dad,
collection.
Over the next probably 6 months, my dad probably bought me 8 of them.
That's a lot,
like full size. I kept one.
What did you do with the other 7?
I don't know. I think my dad sold them or something because he's like, I got another one of those cow heads, and I was like, I just thought it was funny to have one on the ground.
Don't you hate when you get like in a pigeonholed? Like, all right, that's my little sister. Like, she liked pigs when she was like maybe 7, and now still to this day she's
sticks.
In her late 30s. She gets like pig related things, and she's like, okay, kind
that's
of over the
so
pig
uncomfortable.
Thing.
Yeah.
Kind of over the pig thing.
Yep. People still give me Batman stuff.
I'm not over the shark thing, and I love my shark socks that Mike got me last week.
You would have loved that shark selfie then.
I would not have liked the dead shark self. You ever see that video of the
would
guy?
Would you have
that,
taken a photo though, at least
he
like
caught
while
the shark?
It's there? It's already dead.
No.
I was going to take a photo with it.
No. That's just giving in. No. You see the video that a long time ago, but a guy, he caught up like a small shark, and he's like, oh, this is going to be funny. I'm going to put dynamite in its mouth, light it, and throw it back in.
What?
And he did. And it swam under the boat. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yep.
Can't be real.
I saw the video with my own eyes.
How'd they save the video?
Yeah, I saw the video with my own eyes would be like what a tribal person would say to their tribe if you showed them Lord of the Rings.
Guys, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to look at this video.
You know, do you remember the best part of the OJ trial, which I don't know if they discussed in the TV miniseries, which is the worst cast miniseries in the history of miniseries, based on Cuba Gooding Jr. playing the juice. Mm. Do you remember during the actual trial when they had all those stickers being made and being sold and buttons? Like no sidebar and stuff like that because they took like 10,000 sidebars.
No, it was like 8.
Okay, well they had stickers that said no with the circle and the line through it with sidebar.
Yeah,
and people thought it was hilarious. That one of the bigger selling ones was the Sheck attack. Kind of ties into Shark Attack because that's what it was based
on. Sheck?
Barry Sheck, the DNA guy, the guy that knew he could convince jurors that they're too stupid to understand DNA and not to buy any of it. Yeah, it worked.
Your complaint about the Cuba Gooding Jr. thing?
Yeah.
So I had the same issue too. I was like, he's too small. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's
like,
the biggest
like
one.
The tiniest
too
little guy.
Too small.
But apparently, like part of it, his casting was. This is a secondhand story from my friend who heard an interview with the showrunners. But they were saying they wanted someone that people like couldn't imagine him committing a crime and couldn't imagine him being in jail and in a mugshot. And so Cuba, they're like, he's like, he kind of is the same, not the same level, but like you have the same thoughts about him as people at the time did with OJ. Like, oh, come on. He's like America's sweetheart. So,
however, going into it, you know what kind of a ruthless killer he was.
Yeah.
Which now, you know, 20 years later, I find sort of respectable.
All right. So maybe I read the story. I do have that story is real in my head. It's an actual thing.
There's a lot of things real in your head.
I've read a lot of books on sharks, so perhaps.
How would you get that?
Maybe there's not video. Maybe it's just an account.
The shark's like, and then he lights it, and the shark's like, oh, fuck.
Well, I don't know if there's any English being spoken by the shark, but the shark,
you know how sharks probably talk?
Swim.
Dynamite, yeah.
Did you see a shark's tail or something? Like, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm about to do my impression of Jimmy Walker.
Aren't they all like, hey,
Dynamite.
Oh. Remember, like, that shark's tail. And, like, De Niro's one of the voices, and, like, all the Italians got pissed. They're like, why you got to make sharks like racist Italians?
Should we just cancel the Patreon?
Hey, oh. What? Oh, hey, by the way, speaking of which, Patreon, when are we going to start doling out the...
after March 1st? March what's 1st. What's the old Patreons go through?
That's so, what yeah, we do.
That's the cynical point of view, but...
Jillian says, hey, you're not going to like this. And I'm like, well, I don't want to see it. And then she like, puts it right in front of my face anyways.
I'm leaving you.
Some listener, Tyler, you probably, actually, I think you're the one who reposted it. Some listener of this here program said, I don't know what's going on with Anderson, but he's been very sophomoric as of late. Something along those lines. And I was annoyed because sophomoric is a word that I use too much. You can't use my own word against me.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Are you? It's a very sophomoric argument that you're making right now that people can't use sophomoric because you use it.
I'm admitting that I've been sophomoric.
It's
I don't know
me
why.
How close you come to that recorder with that glass of water.
Oh, you want me to put it here? Okay, Tyler, get your mic away. So yeah, I apologize.
Save that for the video podcast.
I'm gonna try and be much more serious than uptump.
Yeah, this podcast is all serious from here on out.
Yeah. So you guys got anything to talk about? How's the wife's plug there?
So, yeah, so the mucus plug.
Words that should never be uttered.
Is gone.
What? Where'd it go?
It comes out.
But where'd it go?
Down the drain?
Down the drain.
Oh, you guys didn't keep a little part of it?
Disgusting. You don't keep the mucus plug. It's not like a cherry on top of a fucking...
Some people keep everything.
Oh, we're going to keep the placenta forever.
Yeah, no. Even though forever is not that long.
But
don't tell me you're going to eat the goddamn placenta.
No, no. I keep joking about it.
I had some placenta.
Whose?
I don't want to say.
You ate someone's placenta?
Oh, God, this is embarrassing.
Do it.
Do it.
My brother put it in a bottle of vodka.
Mm-hmm. Who's his
my
wife's?
Nephew. And what? When he...
Oh, your nephew's placenta.
Wait, was it his placenta or was it his umbilical cord?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It might have been the umbilical cord. He put it in a bottle of vodka. And then he... On his first birthday, he's like, everyone, let's take a shot. And I'm like, all right.
You're already drunk, right?
No, it doesn't matter.
You did some weird things when you were drunk.
Yeah.
You remember just pouring Jack Daniels directly into your eyeball?
Who? No.
And sending me videos of it and pictures of it when you're in Vegas by yourself?
I may have done that, but I don't remember that at all. But it sounds like something that would be a good idea.
But 5 years ago, probably. And he was like roaming the halls of a casino in the hotel that he was at. And he kept sending me, he was hammered, and he kept sending me random pictures and videos of things he was doing by himself.
You know what I vividly remember?
One of which was pouring the Jack Daniels directly into his eye.
It was like 1993, or 2003, I'm sorry, and I had a Trio phone.
Oh. I remember the Trio.
And I was in Las
Vegas.
Didn't
have like a little pen that came off of it? We've talked about the Trio on this here show.
Yeah, it was my favorite phone. But I was walking down the street in Vegas, hammered, on a side street of all places to be. Like near the Hilton, and I discovered that it had a video camera, and I started making videos, and I remember vividly the first one, and I sent it to my friends.
You didn't know your phone had a video camera?
I sent
camera?
It to Matt and Steve, and emailed it to them, and I was like, this is magical.
Yeah.
This is going to change my life, and I remember the video. I remember me going, I'm wasted. Oh, my God, dude, I'm in Vegas. I'm so wasted.
Yeah.
And some other stuff, but I remember constantly mentioning how wasted I was.
Right. That sounds very annoying.
Yeah. No, it was the worst. It was the worst possible...
You have those moments where you're like really, it sounds like that was one of them, where you're really, really drunk. You realize that everyone's looking at you and they think you're really, really drunk, but you're lucid?
Sort of. Yeah.
Like I had, when I was in Hawaii once, it was like right after I graduated high school, and it was the first time I was ever there where my parents weren't there. And I was with my bad friend, and we got really, really drunk. And then somehow I got separated from him. And I remember I was like throwing up and trying to get back to our hotel, just wandering the crowded streets of Oahu.
Ugh.
And I remember families like looking at me and like bringing their children to the other side of the street so they didn't have to like walk by me.
And they think that you're one of those terrible local surf bum kids that has moved to Hawaii. And I was just like
stopping like and just puking on the sidewalk. Ah! And I just marched down more and I've been stumbling. And I remember I was as lucid as could be, like totally sober in my brain, but the motor skills were off. And I'm like, this is probably what retarded people feel like. Mentally challenged people probably feel like.
Yeah, they're drunk.
And though you could have said retarded.
Yeah, so this is I'm telling a retro story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Fine. Yeah.
Can we use the N-word too?
I don't know how old your story is.
Hey,
from the 50s.
Take a moderately mentally challenged person that's where there's no doubt they're...
Like Anderson?
They're mentally challenged. Like, no doubt.
Yeah.
What would they be like drunk?
I want to say that I've seen it.
I think they're just the inebriated version of what they...
Yeah, but what is that like?
I have seen it. It's super annoying. I have seen it. All right. I'm not naming names here. I'm not even going to name who they're associated with. But
Corky?
There is a friend of a friend who I used to go over to this guy's house. And it's the house where I saved those mice from this boa constrictor. Remember that?
Yes.
And then we buried one out in front of Loveline. Yes. Named Charlie.
Yeah. Do you have video to prove
it? And his name's carved into the concrete.
Yeah, it's still there in front of Loveline, or the old Loveline Studios. You still see Charlie R.I.P. because I buried one of the little mice.
And then they cemented over it?
Well, it was fresh cement, so I actually dug in. I don't remember. They dug up the sidewalk, and I should have buried them shallow.
Anyways, so the bones stuck through like dinosaur fossils.
There's a mouse in my front yard that has been just decomposing because no one wants to throw it away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got some lye you can throw on it.
I don't think we need to. Nature's lie has taken over because now he was, you know, a nice little puffy mouse.
Yeah.
And he has slowly become flat.
That's fantastic.
And now the top level of fur has kind of just like sloughed off to the side.
Oh, dude. Come on.
Now there's like this mushy, just all like right. skeleton.
You sure it's not the mucus plug?
Might be the mucus plug.
Get a clear like mixing bowl made of glass and put it over him to make sure it doesn't get disrupted. But the suns can still beat down and wear away all the meat. So you can have a cool mice.
Don't do that, Tyler.
Do it.
So I'm at this house, right?
Mouse skeleton.
And it's one of those creepy houses. We've all been to the creepy houses, right? Yeah. Like, it's the guy, he lives with his dad still. The house is disheveled. It smells like dogs, but they don't realize it. They have an entire front room that is nothing but reptiles. Like, it's like a reptile store, right?
They got a giraffe mount laying on the couch.
They're having a Hawaiian luau themed party, and they went over the top with it. I can't remember if I actually talked about this, but it's like in here, Southern California, right? It's not the shores of Hawaii where they actually bury pigs in the sand and they let it cook.
They did that here?
They did it in the backyard. They buried a pig.
I've been in one of those before.
Their backyard for like 24 hours with banana leaves, the whole bit, right?
Yeah.
And just when I thought
they did it in a ball pit.
Couldn't get any like worse, and I had already like saved the mice because they're like, hey, well, here's the entertainment. We're going to drop these little baby mice with the boa constrictor. Watch. And I panicked because I was drunk, so I threw my hand in there and I captured them all and saved them, and then they died 2 days later at my house.
And the boa constrictor went hungry.
They're feeder mice, and they're like mentally.
Everyone hated me so much.
Challenged.
No one knew who I was. They're like, that guy's a fucking asshole.
You're like Pee Wee Herman in the pet store when it caught on fire, even though it was a fake fire because it was a movie.
So sad, man. He had the little mice like in a brown paper bag, like that was like they were just sitting on the shelf for days.
Yeah.
In the brown paper bag.
Clearance.
Like it's dog
clearance
food.
Mice. So, it is. Well, it's snake food.
Yeah. Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, I'm in the backyard, and I get bumped into, and this guy starts talking to me. And I'm like, this guy is
He's like, we're going to feed a baby to a wolf.
I've ever seen. He's wearing a Cottonmouth King shirt.
What is this awful party you're at?
Awful.
Yeah, sir.
He's wearing a Cottonmouth. There's cocaine. So everything was kind of okay.
Gets more awful.
That's
the
true.
Greatest
that's
party
the,
I've ever heard of.
It was everything was awful, but there was a little bit of sugar on top, so it was okay.
Literally.
So this guy's like talking to me about his hands are all over me, and he's wearing this oversized Cottonmouth King shirt. It's a band, right? The Stoner band.
I don't think they make normal. I think they're all oversized.
Yeah, they're all oversized.
Huge. There's no normal size Cottonmouth
King. And this man wants to talk to me about the Cottonmouth Kings at length. How many times he's seen them? Where he's seen them? The songs that they've played.
Does he have K and K tattooed on his forearms?
And I'm like, this is the drunkest, most fucked up man I've ever seen. What is he on? So after escaping this man's presence, I did a little digging. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's mentally challenged. He always shows up with that guy over there.
There's no way they said mentally challenged at this party.
Yeah, they said, exactly. Oh, yeah, he's a fucking tard. And he comes with that guy. He's like that guy's sidekick. And now it's like weird because that guy's actually normal. He's actually really smart. But his best friend is that tarded dude right there. And he always comes to the party and he gets wasted. And he always acts like that. And he might be on coke right now. So that's why he's talking so much.
Mm. What if he did some coke and had a couple of shots and he was completely not mentally retarded?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What band do you think has the highest percentage of mentally challenged ICP. Fans?
ICP. Done.
You know what? Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
ICP.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they like the band because you know what? ICP
too. I don't know. Like, let's say,
wait, why am I making fun of mentally challenged people? I love them.
I was going to say, if you actually had a room full of mentally challenged people, like 100 of them, and you started running through a bunch of CDs.
You mean like the first Live After Disaster?
I bet they would go with like something more poppy than ICP.
Well, they're funny. It's a funny bunch because they all go to the beat of their own drum. And I've
them all drums.
Old stories. But like the one guy, he was obsessed with Christmas music year round. Like that's all he listened to. He was just a Christmas dude. He always had a Christmas hat on, Santa hat, year round.
Hey, man, find something you love.
Yeah, stick with it. Yeah. Like, you know when you're a little kid and you get into like one thing?
Yeah.
Pigs.
That's it.
Yeah. And then everyone gives you pigs the rest of your life.
It's sweet, a callback.
Sweet poontang.
That's what you get into when you're a little kid. You get like vagina themed gifts, Michael.
Yeah, my mom did all the shopping at the bachelorette party store.
I think it'd be a bachelor.
Oh, my God, more penis hats. Sweet.
Here's a keychain with a vagina dingling off it. Yep. Enjoy.
Mm.
Sorry. Sorry.
You're doing well on your promise to be less sophomore.
Ah, fuck. All right, I was going to be over
calling
quiet.
People tards and pussy keychains.
So I almost, on Friday, I was going to ask you if you wanted to drive out to Death Valley. I can't do it this... Well, I might do it this Friday, even though I have an obligation Friday night, but I might make
If there's
up
a, anything I know, it's when Mike has an obligation, he's ready to definitely break it. Going
That's right.
to Death Valley.
So have you seen pictures on the internet? Tyler probably has. But have you seen pictures of Super Bloom?
No. Oh, is that going on right now?
It's crazy.
Lancaster?
Death Valley. There are entire mountains covered in bright flowers.
We gotta go.
And he said it's like the first time it's happened in 15 years like that.
I don't know anything
yes.
about this.
Yeah, find some pictures. It's
want to take the drone?
It's incredible. Yes. Yes.
What time are you going
to
go?
I don't know if I think I might have to keep this. It's a what professional. I'm
oh,
shooting photos
shoot.
At 8 o'clock Friday
God
night. But
oh well, let's be back by then.
No,
let's go
won't.
Early.
Nah, that's not going to happen. I like to be there at sunset.
Because I don't know if I can get away from my life on Friday evening. I'm kind of expected to be home. Married man.
Well,
Tyler, do you think you're going to be a dad this time next week?
Wait, didn't we ask that last time?
So Monday night I left work early because Lauren was like having like crazy contractions and like.
Has anyone at your work actually seen your pregnant wife? Can
yeah.
I confirm?
Yes. At least like 3 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the last time you had sex?
Wow. It's a threesome
like
after
how
the
pregnant,
second trimester.
How pregnant did you go?
It's officially a threesome
it was like
after the
2.5 weeks ago?
After 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thanks.
No, that's and I was gonna say that's pretty good because I think there's probably a point where you realize I can't do this anymore.
Well, I think there's like a point where you like physically can't do it. I guess there's always a way.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
These massive women. Like I just saw that movie 999.
Yeah.
And there's this random shot where the cops show up to a call. And there's this massive woman standing on top of a dumpster. And she's like a real woman.
Okay.
And she's like just in her underwear. And like her legs look like those of cows. Mm-hmm. Like massive. Like you understand where the term heifer comes from. And I don't think you could actually penetrate
that woman.
I think
that term comes from cows.
Well, no, it's when women look like cows because their legs are that
You
big.
Mean you understand why some people that are rude call a woman a heifer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it made sense when I saw this shot in this movie 999.
Did you go, oh, like loudly
yeah, I stood
in
up
the theater.
Actually. I asked them to pause it. I'm like, can you guys pause it? Because something just occurred to me. Guys, turn up the lights, please. No one listened. Heard a lot of rumblings behind me. What's wrong with that guy?
I think he's mentally challenged.
Oh, I saw a new movie that I absolutely hate.
I'm
going to talk about
spread the word.
Probably a little bit on the old film vault over there. We're doing top 5 Oscar locks this week, guys.
Yeah.
Top 5 Oscar locks. But
Oscar locks.
There's a movie called 45 Years, which is up for Best Actress.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Rampling or whatever her name is, And it's about a couple that has been together for 45 years, and they're gearing up for their anniversary on Saturday. And it starts on Monday, unfortunately, because we have to sit with these fucks for a full week.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, first of all, I saw it at the old Jewish theater in town in Encino. So, of course, the couple sitting directly behind me, the woman, I think she was mentally checked out, so that the husband had to explain to her everything that was happening. It was the simplest story
were
in the world.
Were they serving Oscar Lox there?
Were they married 45 years, you think?
Like Jewish, like food, like raw,
Oscar
raw salmon?
Got him.
Not bad. Oh. Not bad. So he's like, well, yes, she's very jealous of his old girlfriend that is now dead. I'm like, yeah. Didn't she just, I mean, you just quoted what was just said very loudly on the screen in front of us. How is that helping this your wife behind me? You know what I mean? Like, he was literally just repeating dialogue a little quieter than what we had just heard.
He's like seeing a movie with a 5-year-old. That's what it's like. Why did that happen? Well,
I wouldn't even go to the movies. Why would you go to the movies if you have to do that?
Oh, I know. And I almost don't want to go to that actual theater because about one time out of every three, it's like that. And it's packed with nothing, all rumbling, explaining what's happening.
So you're saying that old Jewish people have the same movie theater behavior as black people?
Wow, I didn't say anything like that.
Is that
Michael?
What you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. Stop it.
I don't think there's a quiet mumbling stereotype about black audiences at theaters. It's like laughing and like yelling at the screen.
Yeah,
like,
it's more for fun.
Don't go the fuck in there.
It's more
don't
for fun.
Don't go in there.
Yeah, I saw, I think it was Paranormal Activity or something. I saw that with a largely black audience.
I would only want to see that with a black audience.
Why are we going?
Well, because I'm scared of scary movies, and I would much appreciate people talking to the screen around me.
Yes, yelling.
Agreed. Distracting me.
I actually saw Mama's Boy a few years ago. It was a horror film. Not that great.
Mama's Boy?
Yeah, it's called Mama. No, wait, it's not Mama's Boy. Mama. It's just called Mama.
Mama.
Mama's Boy is a...
Tyler Perry?
Mama's Boy is a sweet book that I read years ago that's out of circulation now that I really want to see being into a movie. God, it's good.
You should buy the rights and make
it know.
Yourself.
I absolutely should. I shouldn't have said that on the show. Mama's Boy. Anyway. No, Mama is the name of the movie. I think Guillermo del Toro is like a producer anyway. Anyways, I went to see it and... I told the story in the film all years ago, but I went in that theater downtown L.A., the big one, like the multiplex.
Haven't been.
At L.A. Live or right across the street from L.A. Live.
I don't like downtown L.A., so I probably will never go.
Middle of the day, went in the theater to myself. Very excited.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. And then a couple came in.
Trench coats?
Uh-oh. Couple's here. Now it's just me and the couple.
Three-way.
And it's a horror film, and they're African-American.
Why do you say it like that?
Because what I'm about to say sounds very stereotypical, but yes, there was yelling at the screen, despite the fact that they were not alone.
Sounds enjoyable.
It was 33% Caucasian, 66% African-American, and a lot of yelling. I got into it, and I started yelling too.
Nice.
That's
fun.
Pretty
How
great.
Far away from it them were you sitting?
About 5 rows, 6 rows.
You know what?
Every time you yelled something, did you kind of like... You look back, try to get a little approval, like a little nod.
We never.
Here's the thing: if it's a movie,
acknowledge each other existence.
If it's a movie,
so they're probably like, "That guy's insane" and talking to himself.
Yeah. If there's something I really want to see, I expect everyone in the theater to be polite and shut the fuck up.
I think everywhere we go, you're making people think that a mentally challenged person. Is
there's
there.
A lot of circumstances where I would rather see a movie
because you're scared
and be the lone white guy in there.
I did that with 12 Years a Slave, and it sucked.
Oh, no, not that one. No, not that one.
I did it, and it was not the only chance. I didn't plan it, but the only place that it was, I had to see it opening day, the earliest.
Do the right thing.
I saw that at home, and I still felt ashamed.
It was playing in Crenshaw, Baldwin Park, and I went, Baldwin Hills, and I went
to see
it.
That.
And I was the only white man in the theater.
We walked out.
The only one. I took catalog on my way out.
They're like, that guy was a little too excited when he bought the 12 Years a Slave.
Like when Paul Dano was singing that song, which was so inappropriate and awful, but it was hilarious. Oh, God, I was terrified that I was going to make audible laughter. I was stifling so hard, Tyler. Stifling!
When we walked out of that movie, Tara goes, I fucking hate white people.
Yeah.
I was like, I've always hated white people.
I went out the back door. I went out the exit. I scampered out of there. Not like I was afraid I was going to be lynched. I just didn't want the looks.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It was either that or walk out, you know, that uncomfortable, awkward, like walking out of a theater, shuffling out. And people are like, so what'd you think?
It's the worst. Everyone's like bumping shoulders and like.
It would have been me just shuffling out going, sorry.
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 For everything.
Sorry for the relation. Many generations ago, though. But no, sorry.
Not me. I didn't do that.
In fact, you could listen to the Blacker Disaster. You'll hear our
They'll be like,
explain, moderately racist.
Explain
moderately.
The Blacker disaster to us. You'll be like, oh. Well, people say we're super racist.
Do you think we could do one of those events where they like broadcast the show live to theaters around the country?
What do they call that? That is... All right, Michael's showing me amazing pictures of wildflowers in Death Valley, but that doesn't really work for the listener.
Isn't that crazy?
Tyler, get the fucking mic away. I hate that joke.
I gotta go.
Tyler, and I feel like I have to explain it every time. Tyler just put his microphone on Mike's phone.
But that's the best part of the joke is that you then explain it every time.
So we have some actual conversations off air, usually through texts, about how sad it makes us when listeners actually tweet things or think that our racism is real, or
when they're like trying to like digitally high five us as if we're serious about some ignorant
really
thing we've said.
Horrible things. Yeah,
yeah, like you got to not do that unless you're a Patreon subscriber.
Then you can do whatever you like.
You can do whatever you want.
Then we are validating all of your.
But we've talked about it on the show. Like when I first started doing the Film Vault, I remember I used to get a lot of emails from people. Or back when I was on What Is Tweet, and people would like send me links like, you're going to love this, dude. This chick gets abused. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm not going to love that. Who do you think I am, you know? Because I'm not a first date kind of guy. People like, you know, don't really get me or understand or enjoy me on the first date. Actually hate me.
I get it. That's a nice...
You hated me at first, right?
No, I was like scared of you.
Uh-huh.
I'm very intimidated.
Why aren't you scared anymore?
It's your pussy.
I feel like I need to... I feel like I need to bring the fear back into you, Ty. No. You going to let us around Michael Anderson?
Yeah.
Your kid?
Yeah, of course.
M.A.? We should just call him that.
M.A.?
Ma.
Why?
Because Michael Anderson. Like, I'm not going to go by Zachary.
Should we just name the show like Tyler Michael Anderson? What? Act like it's one person?
No, we're talking about his child.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Sorry. Tuned out for a moment.
TMA. Why don't we call our show TMA?
Because
no,
why can't your name be Nike so it could be TNA?
Why can't your name?
Oh God, I'm sophomore. Oh, you want to be jealous?
No, but bring it on. I guess if it benefits the show,
I'm going to show you.
I don't really want to be jealous.
I'm going to show you an appointment.
Do you want to be sad and heartbroken and feel some pain? Watch this.
Look what I have scheduled for March 1st.
That's pretty good.
Colonoscopy.
Go to see the hot Russian doctor. Get your microphone away from my phone.
Not too shabby. Tell her I said hi.
Got an appointment with my hot Ruski. You know why? My mom has me scared straight.
About?
I was at dinner with my mom, my brother last night.
Yeah.
My mom whips out this
she
little
said
trap.
She thinks your unprotected homosexual sex is dangerous.
We're a Black Angus.
Mm.
Enjoying ourselves.
I used to love Black Angus when I was a kid.
I don't think I've ever been. Good logo, though.
Great logo. Best logo. Best logo.
Yeah. Doesn't it have two names? It's called Black Angus, right? And it's called something else, too.
Shitty
Stuart
wrestling.
Anderson's.
Why is it two Stuart names? Anderson's.
Stuart Anderson's.
Yeah. Stuart Anderson's Black Angus.
Yeah, it's very long. Yep. Anyways, we're there.
Legendary steak cooker.
Some red meat. And which I'm going to give up, by the way, soon. I got to stop eating the cows. I feel bad. Mm. They're pretty cute.
Yeah, okay.
But my mom, you know what? Like,
did you hear about the guy that killed a cow taking a selfie with it?
Yeah.
Anderson is 50% full hatred, 50% wants to laugh.
Took a selfie with a gun, though.
That is a true thing. We talked about it on the show. This woman in Russia who was trying to, she found a gun, like it was her boss's gun or something, and she was trying to take a selfie with it. But I think because she's abroad, just kidding, ladies, but she got the finger.
She's
like, you know, patting your head and rubbing your stomach. Yeah. It's like hard to do. I think she got the fingers confused and she shot herself.
That's the stupidest selfie mistake ever.
And the worst part was the photo was blurry.
You know what?
It didn't even come out.
You know what's great about that is I could see that happening. Because imagine yourself holding a gun to your head and your camera. Like, it'd be like, bam. Mm. Well, it'd be great if your impulse was to push the button on the phone at the exact same time.
I pulled my gun out the other night and had it on my table when I was doing some writing.
You have a gun?
Yeah.
What kind?
9mm Beretta.
Why didn't you bring it to Santa shooting day?
I think my dad still had it in his possession at that point. After my dad went, I took it back. It's the one that I had to carry around in my trunk.
You should have taken that away from him.
No,
A while ago.
I put it in his hand. Exactly. I was taking pictures of him with it.
I got to get those grenades out of my mom's apartment.
Wait a minute. Where was I?
Got your gun out. You're writing.
No, but before that.
You were at dinner with your mom.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't know if there were any weapons there, but
scared straight.
Last time Mike brought out a fun new little contraption. What was it?
Crossbow.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. He actually shot that picture right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Put your microphone to the picture. Oh. Don't really do it.
Oh.
Well, you pull out any fun little contraptions lately? Listeners, send us fun stuff in the P.O. box. Sometimes, you know, we get fun stuff. We have fun contraption. Yeah. If you're my mom, you bought a contraption. You know what it is? It's a little thing you put on your wrist and takes your blood pressure right down there.
Okay.
That's her fun contraption.
And your BP is high? Fun.
Very high, apparently.
160 over 388?
No, that's not living.
I just made that number up.
That's not living, but it's really high. Like, the bottom number is over 100.
Yeah, you better get some cholesterol medication.
And so I have to make an appointment immediately. But my brother was very amused by this because his was, like, perfect. He did it, like, 2 or 3 times.
Well,
I'm like, I don't know if, like, you know, while eating ribeye and sitting
exactly.
at the
table.
Yeah,
exactly. Need to talk about your blood pressure problems.
And I don't know how accurate it is. You know what I mean? But it's pretty cool. Like, it put it on your wrist and then it inflates.
Oh,
it's pretty sweet.
It's pretty tight.
It's pretty sweet. I was making fun of my mom for a little medical contraption, and then that guy left there jealous of it. I want it.
You should take the blood pressure on your dick.
At Black Angus, in front of my mom, my brother.
Just the head sticking out.
Hold on. Mom, I don't know if it's really accurate. I got to get a... accurate reading here.
I had to go in the men's room and finish.
That waitress over there is kind of hot. Could she help? No.
Kinda.
What? Why?
Kinda.
Stop it, Tyler. Tyler.
What did I do?
You're laughing.
Mm-hmm. You're the one who, like, your eyes sort of glazed over and you went to this, like, little happy place where you're now hooking up with the waitress and showing her your high blood pressure dong.
I wonder, can you ask a hot Russian doctor if she wants to, like, come and hang out with us? Personal time? That's just for fun. It'd be fun to have a conversation with her at a bar.
Guys, I have something for us to do. This is real. I sent an email right before I came here.
Okay.
Chirotherapy. You guys heard of it?
It's where you go to Egypt.
You
and
freeze
look at the,
yourself?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
go
yeah.
into like...
Oh, yeah. Cryotherapy would make more sense.
I like
Chiro.
To say Cairo.
Yeah, Cairo. Cairo. It's Egyptian. It's Egyptian therapy.
He already made the joke.
Oh, did you really? God damn it. I got to listen better.
Yeah, cryotherapy. There's a guy... I got a friend of a friend of a friend who he's willing to hook us up, and the three of us perhaps can go in there and do it and report back on this program.
For free?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'll do it.
Let's do it.
It's supposed to be cold as...
It's like
negative 200. Yeah.
Negative 240.
I went into a room at the Orange County Fair that was zero, and it was, I don't know, 102, 103 out, and we waited in line to go in the freezing room.
Mm-hmm.
It was giant semis that were frozen with ice sculptures inside, and they said it's 0 degrees in here. And
Celsius or Fahrenheit?
I couldn't... It was where nothing's going to melt.
That could be either.
Double doors to get in. Either way, went inside.
Oh, well, double doors to get in.
Within 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
I felt like it was painful,
yeah.
and I wanted to get out.
Yeah.
It was 101, 102 outside.
Yeah, that's too much.
I got inside, and I was like, oh, my God, it really is cold. And then about 20 seconds in, it permeates your clothes, and you're like, oh, yeah, this isn't good.
No.
This is not good.
Did
it
you,
was
this.
How long were you in
there this for? You don't get to wear clothes.
We were in like 3 minutes.
We gotta get naked.
I think you wear like your boxers or whatever.
God.
But
I better wear my sweet MeUndies.
I want to wear something that keeps my balls warm.
Modal.
You know what? When can we do it? When can we do it?
Probably next week. I emailed the guy. I don't know if he knows that I'm coming with two others.
You better clarify because I don't want to show up.
I might not be available next week if my kid pops out.
Dude, your fucking kid is ruining everything.
Why don't
you understand
bring
that?
The kid.
Why do we have to do it next week?
When's the kid have a guest spot on the show? When does that happen?
Kiddo babysitter.
Soon. Mm-hmm. ASAP. You guys can come over.
Tell me more about this Muses plug.
No. Let's go back to the chirotherapy.
Cryo.
Cryotherapy.
I don't like cryo. It sounds
what do
like
you
you're
do?
Gonna cry.
What do you
it sounds
do?
Sounds like an old daddy-o.
Do we just get in there?
Cry, baby. Daddy-o.
Yeah, it
cry-o.
Doesn't really sound like that. Daddy-o.
Step, remember that Johnny Depp
on,
movie?
Step on in, daddy-o.
Remember Cry Baby with Johnny Depp?
The cool cats are all doing
nope.
cryotherapy.
No.
Nope.
Hold on while I put on some Brian Setzer CDs. What do you
John
go
Waters,
in there for? What's the purpose of
cry,
it?
Cry, baby.
You know what be the worst is we do this ridiculous
cryo.
You
cryotherapy.
Your head just sticks out of it, right?
That's not too
I
shabby.
Know very little about
we
it.
We need to get 3 microphones just set up.
That's
we,
right.
We're going to see if it stays in the longest.
The worst part.
It's down in Marina Del Rey. I thought we'd do like a little like pre-show in the parking lot and then go in and then do a little post-show. Kind of like what I want to do with.
I think we should do some mid-show. We should get some actual audio of us freezing.
I don't know if we can do that.
BuzzFeed went to one of these places and shot a video of themselves doing it. So I think.
Do we really think there's one of these? You really think there's one of these things that has 3 holes for 3 heads to stick out, and we can put microphones on them? Hey,
no, it's like 3 separate. You each get your own chamber.
Here's the thing,
Cry Baby.
Yeah,
Tyler, get your fucking microphone away.
My fear is we do it.
Then we
and
like
then
it.
Like 2 days later, I call you like, my teeth are falling out. What the fuck? Why did you do that?
I don't think
that. Put them in my dick bigger. So frozen. Hey, what's the purpose of it?
It's supposed to like rejuvenate, heal, a bunch of shit like that. I don't know. It's supposed to do all that. And I got really bad like tendon elbow problems for over a year now. I'm hoping it'll fix me immediately.
It's supposed to feel like knives like stabbing you.
That's yeah, so that should be good. That sounds healthy. How long do you stay in for?
I have no information other than we're going to do
it's
it.
It's just a few minutes, I think.
When is your child coming, Tyler? When?
We have another appointment tomorrow. Lauren's already 4 centimeters dilated.
You know when it's
going to
happen.
Between
right?
8 and 10.
You know when it's going to happen.
When?
It's going to be. It's going to happen on the day that she doesn't want it to happen. You probably don't want it to happen on leap day either.
No, I definitely don't want it.
I think it's going to happen that day.
100% our fear that I'm going to have a fucking leap year, baby.
That's on
Why
Monday?
Is that a fear?
Monday.
Why is
Monday.
That a fear?
Because then your kid, I mean, obviously we'll still separate.
You got to like pick an arbitrary
celebrate the
arbitrary day.
The birthday, but yeah, then we got to decide if it's February 28th or March 1st. I would go March 1st because technically the 29th should be March 1st.
Because only the 29th, February 29th happens once every four.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare. What are you talking about? How's that a problem?
That sucks. That would suck.
Because then when you're 16, you're only 4 years old.
Tyler, that joke has been hanging right there.
Not too sure.
The last 90 seconds, we've all avoided it.
It's not a joke. It's a truth.
It's not the truth, Tyler, because the day is still passing the year.
But your actual birthday doesn't happen.
Have you given any thought to the first words you're going to tell your son?
No.
You should. You should.
What do you think they might be?
Sup?
After Disaster on iTunes.
Sup?
Yeah, sup.
You're going to begin with sup?
Me and Lauren are like the least planned. Like we have no, we didn't do any like birthing classes. We haven't done, we don't, like zero birth plan. Lauren's like, I don't know, just give me the epidural and make him come out.
Uh-huh.
We have no.
Isn't she like doing exercises to make it happen quicker?
She's been, last night she was working. Bouncing on these balls. No, a big
Tyler.
Inflatable ball for like. Like an hour.
What did she read online that's supposed to make the child come out?
It's supposed to give the child a headache, probably.
She didn't read online. She heard it from our healthcare professionals.
Uh-huh. So they're giving her like little things she can do to make it fly out quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why does she just let nature take its course?
Because he's super uncomfortable and like...
Why doesn't she...
Oh my God, really? Like, oh, we have to give him more space.
No, she's super uncomfortable.
Oh, she is.
Because
okay,
he's in
that.
There, like spinning around and like...
Why doesn't she walk into a burning fire and then in the morning you'll see her land there naked with your son?
What in the fuck did he
say?
Is that
a Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Loader.
That would be.
Wait, Loader. That's Lord of the Rings.
Loader.
Kurt Loader for MTV
Got.
News? Yep.
That's Got.
The guy who looked way too old for MTV News even 30
yeah, back
years
in the
80s. Ago. It's like, why is there an adult on
He's
here?
He's still doing news.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He and Rodney Bingenheimer should hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, guys, I'm going to kill Rodney Bingenheimer one of these nights.
Because you kill... pedophiles?
Like just on accident?
Because I walk very fast and I, you know, I'm always on a mission when I'm at work and I go around the corner on Sunday nights when he's got his show right after Loveline over there, Rodney on the Rock, and I've almost mowed him down like at least five times.
For those
now.
That don't know, he's about a 3'4".
He's a small little man.
Waif
not
of a
that,
man.
That small, but.
He's tiny.
He's very tiny. He probably weighs.
He's like a small Filipino nurse.
Probably weighs 90 pounds, if that.
Yeah. If that.
I'm not kidding.
I almost killed him one day because I was opening the door to the studio, which is super heavy. It's like a nuclear attack.
Yeah, I don't know how he opens the doors. I don't think he can.
And I swung it open from the inside as he was on the outside trying to push in with his little cart of CDs. And he was like flying in.
Cartoon. Oh.
We had him on Loveline a couple weeks ago, the night that David Bowie died.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he just comes and goes, yeah, it's terrible. David Bowie.
Let's take some calls.
I had a whole David Bowie show because it's his birthday and... He's dead. And we're like, yeah, anything else? Like, David Bowie helped buy him his car because his GTO got stolen back in the day. And a bunch of like huge rock stars chipped in to buy him. Anything else to say about David Bowie? Yeah, it's just terrible. Wow. Like, really?
Yeah.
Come on!
He didn't bring anything to the table on that one.
No, he did not. Maybe he was in shock.
To be in his defense, he couldn't see over the table.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring something to the table.
Let's not make short jokes there.
Why?
Rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing we should do on
My mom
show.
Just finished reading The Revenant.
Reading it?
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't she know there's a movie?
Yes, but she didn't think she could take the movie, and she kind of bought it on a whim, and she really enjoyed it. She was telling me about all the stuff
One
that's not in the movie.
One page just says bear rape.
No, Michael. No.
That's all it says on that one page. It just says bear rape. Bear so rape.
Help me understand. I don't want to even say the word, but help Mucus me understand plug? How it works there, Tyler. Like now, she feels something coming, and she's like, I'm going to go take care of this, and then that's it? Or are you involved in the cleanup? Or, I mean, what is this all about?
What?
How does the mucus plug remove itself from
the
equation? Yeah,
that's kind of grossing me
she
out,
too. She was
just
in the shower, and the mucus plug comes out, and it's the thing that is plugging up
right,
the cervix.
I get it.
And then it drops out.
She knew that's what it was.
And it didn't clog up your shower?
No, it's not like a jellyfish.
It sounds like it might be. Isn't that what your picture like? Jellyfish.
Wouldn't your snots go down the drain?
Oh, right. It was small like
disgusting.
That.
Disgusting.
I don't know how big it was. I didn't look
so
at it.
So you weren't involved?
No, I wasn't like, let me see your mucus plug.
She didn't say, honey, come here, quick.
No.
Did it go mucus? Like...
And then there was more later.
What if that was a baby?
What? More what?
How do you know it's not the baby?
More what later?
Because we're
what
far...
What if you have one of those boneless babies?
We're far... What?
They have boneless babies. Swear to God, McDonald's has been working on them for a long time. No, they really, that's a thing. Some babies are born without babe.
Hey,
without bones.
By the way, I've become.
Then what is still in her?
Baby the mucus plug.
Baby holding on for dear life like he's in Star Wars trying not to fall into the sand pit.
No, what if it's the mucus plug that she's trying to. All right. What was that, Mike?
I too have gained an unhealthy interest in the new McDonald's ad campaign based on driving by the billboards that says, just wait to see what's next.
Right.
Something new coming your way. And they're all very cryptic and stuff. And I went to McDonald's today because time was of the essence. And fucking nothing has changed.
I was talking to Jillian about it because she's a connoisseur of the old McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what's with this ad? She goes, I don't know. They're just really random. I'm like, yeah. Well, what's changed? She's like, nothing. I go there at least once a day.
Yeah. No, supposedly, so there's like, you can order whatever you want on the burger or something like that.
Well, they have like a Chipotle style menu now, which is kind of confusing. And like, they have all these ads because I'll go to the drive thru for Jillian because right now she's on a hash browns kick. So I'll get her. Yeah. I'll go just to buy three hash browns for her.
That's a good hash.
She's on the Hashkins diet.
And when we're driving in, like I'll see like all these really cool things, right? And then I get up to try and order one of the cool things that I've seen ads for as I'm driving in the little drive-thru. And you get to the menu, and none of those things are on the menu. It's really confusing.
I think you can just say it anyways.
And then I try and remember, but I'm stupid, and I say, can I get this? And they're like, that's only for the morning time.
They have table service now too, apparently.
What?
That's what one of the billboards said. Now table service in California.
I'm actually glad this came up. I walked into
Carl's Jr. has that, right? It's always weird to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You take a little number. But I don't think they even bother to bring it out
anymore. Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right.
They just call.
They bring it out.
They bring it out to you.
Yeah, they bring it out to you.
So we're
so hard to stay there.
A couple nights ago, we're in line McDonald's drive-thru, and I have to pee real bad. So I said, honey, I got to go inside. I've never been inside this McDonald's. I've been to the drive-thru probably 50 times.
And the woman ran out with an extra large cup and says, we got that, sir.
No. And it was actually kind of nice inside. It was like a cafe. It was kind of nice.
Okay.
Here's the first words that I heard from one of the patrons sitting there on his phone.
Patrons.
He said, I don't give a fuck. I'll fuck you up right now. That was the very first thing that I heard as I walked in. I'm like, I looked, and I'm like, hey, it's kind of nice in here. You know what? Kind of got a nice vibe. Fuck you up right now. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
He's wearing Cottonmouth King shirt.
We're at McDonald's. Yeah, here we are. Dude's just sitting there talking about something very aggressive on his phone to somebody on the other end.
Can I tell you how much I hate these new glasses? Because it looks like you guys still have water left.
Tyler, get your microphone away from the glass, please.
There was homeless men playing dice in front of my house yesterday.
Nice.
You got to explain what Mike just talked about.
Did you get into that?
No,
get
I didn't get any action on that, no.
Was it high-low? C-low?
I don't know. They're throwing around a lot of money.
I would love to see. I would
love
to see you playing dice with homeless guys.
How close were they to the dead mouse?
Would have been a good Snapchat.
And then 4 hours later,
they were about 30
Lauren's
feet
like,
from the dead mouse.
Who are those guys? And you're like, bad news.
I Snapchatted a picture to you.
We traded places.
It was you set it to like the 0.3 second where it was like.
I lost. Oh, I sent mine to 1 second.
Snapchat
is
the most confusing. Most confusing. I can't change the time. I don't know how to change the time.
It's the little thing that looks like a clock.
Okay,
Tyler gave me a little like run through right after the show last week, and he showed me everything, all this really cool stuff, and he made it seem so.
I took a learning annex class, and I learned almost nothing.
As soon as I walked away, it was gone.
Yeah,
it was gone.
I was getting in my car, and I was like. As I'm starting the car, I'm like, is he going to remember any of that? No.
I took a picture in front of your house. Did you get it? Did you see it?
That's what that was?
It was meant to creep you out. Yeah.
Why
I was right
you
in front of your
say
house.
Say hello to me.
Because I was on my way to a 4-year-old's birthday party, and I didn't have time. I was already late.
What?
Yeah.
I can tell what it was because it was.
I absolutely could not get access to my actual Snapchat account, so I opened a new one. It's almost exactly the same.
It's worse than me.
_Mike. Wait, Mike underscore Carano. That's it.
All spelled out. U-N-D-E-R-S-C-O-R-E.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Gumshoe. Gumshoe.
Don't remember.
Mike, M-I-K-E-U-N-D-E-R-S-C-O-R-E. C-A-R-A-N-O.
Stop it.
Is that it?
Chirogenics.
Chirogenics. Hey, that's not a bad name.
More than Kylo Jenner? More than one person has emailed me about our Patreon, and they want to give, but they don't trust the Patreon.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't get it. Patreon's fine. Anyways, they wanted to know if there was an alternative way to give the program.
No, if we do merch soon.
I got my PayPal.
Okay, I got to say, just in full disclosure, I know this is going to go, this is a bad idea. Uh-huh. But they did have an issue with Patreon.
Yeah, but a long time ago,
they,
everything
they
has
corrected
an,
it
Target
completely,
has an issue.
And they have a new security protocols. It's not going to get, it's
everything's
fine.
And it's all up to your credit card. Anyways, like my credit card has been frauded like, I don't know, probably 10 times. And they just send me a new credit card and they take care of everything.
They're not going to, they fixed it. That was a few years ago.
Everyone's had an issue.
Yeah.
At one time
or Bank of America has issues all the time.
BOFA. I hate them so much.
Yeah, me too.
BOFA.
Me too. Mm-hmm. You know why I hate them?
Why?
Because I hate America.
No, they were actually at Bank of Italy. I feel like I've said this a number of times. They're the Bank of Italy, and then World War II, they changed it to the Bank of America.
Hey, give me some money. Yeah. Oh, we give you interest.
Like why do you like them?
I don't know. I just like I like seeing people.
They're like, this Mussolini guy's not going to be good for business. Change the name, Bank of America. Was Mussolini World War
II? Do you guys find, I'm not going to give an opinion here, because I don't even know if I have one.
Wait, real quick, hold on. Snapchat and Patreon, someone tweeted us the other day that the definition of ballsy is talking, doing audio of men signing up for Snapchat for 10 minutes on the same episode that you debut. You have a Patreon and are asking.
Well, what? Was it that bad? Wasn't that bad?
Wasn't great. No. Probably could have edited that part down a little bit.
Yeah, even though we don't do editing on this show.
Guys, everyone who has signed up for Patreon, honestly, thank you very, very much. It does not feel like I'm not angry when I'm spending money to drive here in the middle of the day. It is taking like 5 hours round trip to do the show. And
I'm
when I put money
you.
In the meter,
I'm with
I'm
you.
Not like, what am I doing? The show will go on now. It's nice.
Going on. It's gonna Lauren continue. Is like surprised. She's like, really?
We all got drones.
So
no, we don't have drones yet. I did think it'd be a really funny joke, though. This is very Mike Carano style. I was going to show up like in the same car that he showed up in Nightcrawler. Like the red Challenger just like pulling into the parking lot. What's up, guys? Patreon! I was going to rent one just to do that joke. But it
that's funny because
joke.
One of the girls upstairs, the lovely Maria, mm-hmm. who's this beautiful, young...
Large, natural breasts.
No, she is the quietest, like just the most timid, quiet, sweet person.
She's got a loud car.
And she had to take her car in for some repairs. And as a rental, they gave her a red Challenger. And I saw that in the park and I went, whose douche mobile is that? And she's like, it's my rental. I was like, ah! Of all people on the planet, she's the direct...
You made a noise like you stepped on a bee?
I went, ah!
Stop it, dude. Stop it.
See his face.
That's ballsier than trying to figure out Snapchat.
Yeah, that was horrific.
Yeah.
We're still going.
Stop it.
Sorry.
When do we go to Death Valley? We got to do that soon. And when do we do our next destination? God, this kid.
We got to bring that kid with us. We get her no
the destination disaster should be that you guys come over for like a day and a half. You spend the night.
With a child?
With the child.
No.
Yes.
So I'm not making jokes here, and I've already asked you this, but it was off air, and you didn't answer me.
Okay.
You guys got some nice furniture over there.
You gonna cover that?
When her water breaks, it's essentially like she just pees herself spontaneously, right? Is she sitting
apparently.
On trash bags?
Yes, lots of trash bags.
Is she
really?
Doing something?
No.
She
no.
should be doing something, it feels yeah. like.
You're gonna Anderson ruin asked if I've just been sitting around staring at Lauren's vagina.
Well, I've asked that on the show before.
Yes.
You know what?
No. But her mom's water didn't break with any of her four children, so I don't even know.
Just because of that.
I don't know. But we might get it broken tomorrow if she's dilated enough, because she's dilated like...
Does that count as being a squirter?
Probably, technically, yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
Should I ask?
You have to be
the
in the act.
Should I ask the doctor? Yeah, one more thing.
Does this count
as squirting?
I wonder.
Like, if I film this, can I put it in the squirting category on YouPorn?
You know what must have happened. All the people in the world, all the sex that's happened, all the babies that have been born, you know that sex has been going on, and then it hits the head. You know what's happening.
Coming out?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, no. I hit the fentanyl.
Oh,
is that what's called?
Teeth marks on your
penis. Is that the soft spot?
Soft spot. Turn that thing off. That is not good for the program.
Shit. I don't know how to turn it off. The ringer part. Oh.
Why is he calling you?
It's weird that your trio still works.
I don't know why he's still calling me.
Who is he? I'm like a jealous girlfriend. Who is that?
He's my successful friend from Facebook.
I don't like him. Hey, what's going on with your friends that you always mention, that the two that like you would deliver and Bert with? What are those guys doing?
They are writers at Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're always on the road. They're always in other countries scoping out locations to shoot shit.
They're married with
that
kids?
Doesn't sound like what writers do.
They're both married. Steve has three kids. Mm-hmm. Matt has a dog and a wife.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing okay.
In that order?
And they drive around the country and drive around the
world.
Cruise around the world.
That's not what writers do at all.
They create stuff for Fox, and if they have a new movie coming out, they will go with the stars to a location to shoot promos and stuff, and they'll write the promos, and then they'll hire a crew, and they'll shoot them.
What? Why aren't you in on this game?
Because they haven't invited me.
That is very sad. I'm sorry I brought that up.
Everything's sad.
Michael. Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm a lone wolf.
Hey, dude, you're always going to be invited on this show.
I want to make a living through Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think that's
I have no idea. Got a ways to go. Oh,
yeah. You have to kill us off first.
No, I'm talking about I'll offer other services.
Mm-hmm.
Like sex, what? Sexual.
Drew was actually talking about this new thing that they're doing where like they sell your time for an hour or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like everyone does that.
Well, it's kind of like a new thing. And I think
there's it's a job.
It's
with
called
it.
A wage. Yeah, exactly.
No, like, hey, do you want to like have lunch with me for an hour?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highest bidder. And like,
Drew's been doing that
in the background saying, like, sounds kind of whorish.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. And this guy right here who just called me.
Paul, I don't like him.
Told me how to, he goes, you have to do this. You have to tell people, like, for $100, I'll do this for you and I'll do that. And he goes, and because people, they like having personal interaction. Mm-hmm. Like, and I went, there's no fucking way I could sit with somebody for lunch and then take money from them afterwards.
Yeah,
I would end up paying for lunch and giving their money back, and I'd be like, that was a waste.
There's a listener named Jeff. You know who you are, Jeff. I think you're probably going to be hearing this right now. And he offered me $50 to sit down. He wanted to pitch something to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, I have too many things in my head, and I can't finish the projects that I got going. So that's, and I can't take $50 from you for you to pitch something. It would seem so weird. So I've been putting it off. Continue to put it off.
I did have this idea a few months ago, and I tried to follow through on it, but I didn't have the balls. And I'm still trying to find a way to do it. In regards to doing music in front of people, I thought for $100, I will come over your house and do like a little mini concert, like 35, 40 minutes, and you can sell tickets to recoup your $100. But it just seemed embarrassing after that.
That's also pretty cheap. Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but it would especially be like, it would be recouping. Where I could drive to in one day and not... It wasn't for profit. It was for so I could get some balls and do things in front of people.
Right, you should
and work
do it
on
here.
My guts.
You should do it. Well, Tyler, what are you doing?
I am. I'm doing two more shows here.
Do you really got to go? Come on now, bud. Okay.
Oh, we're almost at a tight hour.
Come on, bud. We got to do an hour 20.
Oh, jeez.
Can't do that.
You can do it without me.
I mean, I got to go do the film vault here across town in a minute here. But real quick, am I dumb for not knowing that the horrible man that raised the prices of the AIDS medication is the same guy that bought the Wu-Tang?
Yeah, Martin Shkreli.
I didn't know that.
I only knew that when he offered Kanye $10 million for his new
album.
He
got to $10 million taken, apparently, too. Like, he lost that. Yeah, apparently, like, he got fucked on that. Shkreli did.
What?
And everyone's okay with it. That's what it says on the Wikipedia page. But I went from hating this man so much to if he does destroy that Wu-Tang album, which what he's saying that's what he might do. And his goal is to be like an actual real life super villain. I gotta say, I kind of like the guy.
I do too.
Right?
You know what? First of all, he's kicking ass for being a super villain.
Yeah.
He's already done more damage than any cartoon villain has done besides blowing things up. He raised the price of medicine to a point where it's unaffordable.
Yeah.
And
for AIDS.
Well, because he's done stuff that even like in the old Superman comics, you'd be like, no one would ever do that.
Yeah.
That's too evil.
Yeah.
Like, blowing up the world is one thing, but fucking old people
and
that need
this. And
it's
creative, too. Like, buying the Wu-Tang album and possibly destroying it so no one could ever hear it. That's
pretty good.
Fucking
I think,
great.
So what if he decides that After Disaster must end?
No, he wouldn't, because we're supporters. We support him.
But what if we go, sorry, guys, this is our last show, and people are like, why? And he's like, oh, some guy gave us $3,000, and we quit.
$3,000?
That's what I mean. We sell out for the worst thing.
His face is so Hobbit-like, too.
He's such a dick. A little dick.
He is a dick. Yeah, what a horrible human being. However.
However.
He's our new hero.
However.
He is kind
Martin.
Of
Martin.
However.
Martin. I mean, there's all sorts of people who have wanted, who have aspired to be certain things. And the fact that he's actually open about how he just wants to be hated and villainized, like an actual, like...
he's like that shitty kid at school, though, that, like, does that. And everyone's like, you're not cool. I don't want to be cool. And then, you know, just desperately he wants to be cool.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be cool, though. He's got money. Money brings cool.
Yeah, right? Money makes you
true
cooler.
Colors coming out. Sure.
Well, I mean, if you have money, you can paint yourself as cool, I think.
Yeah, with expensive paint.
I know a lot of nerds with a lot of money who paint themselves
as
cool.
Then you don't jack up people's medicine prices.
Well, no, you do that. That's not how he made his money. I mean, he already had money. He did that to be an evil fuck. Oh, he's got to go after the kids. Anyone listening who has children hates me so much right now.
Okay, this brings up a good question. What if he offers you like $2 million for the kids?
You should just start buying like children's hospitals and shutting them down or turning them into like giant McDonald's or something. Nightclubs! Yes! Children's Hospital 54.
That's a good name for a nightclub.
St. Jude's into St. Groove's.
Yeah. What?
St. Jude's.
St. Jude's into St. Groove's.
Yeah,
not bad, Tyler. Thank you. Not bad.
Would it be illegal?
Funnier when I had to explain it.
Would it be illegal if you had
a
bar?
Snapchat work?
And you had little rooms for people to have sex in?
What?
Like booths?
Is this another way of you're going to make money?
You're in the bar and you meet some girl and you want to have sex.
Yeah.
And you don't have to sneak.
Yeah, you
don't have to
sneak.
You just
back?
Go into this little room. Mm-hmm. And then you come back out and you have another drink, and what a
Can you
night.
Imagine how but fucking awful that room is?
Still there.
Yeah, they clean it.
It's awkward,
they clean
too.
It. They got those Clorox handy wipes.
Mm.
They clean it.
I think that's probably illegal in a lot of ways, but it won't be illegal at Children's Hospital 54, nope. I'll tell you that.
No, tell you, you can go down to the AIDS ward and have sex. I had sex in a very, very crowded public bathroom, and that was kind of gross.
Sounds kind of gross.
Which bathroom? Burger King bathroom?
Three clubs. I heard that song. Three clubs on Highland and Vine.
Three clubs? All three?
Yeah.
One night?
Damn.
Three Same clubs. Boner? You know the one that's underneath Discount Clown Mart?
No, I don't.
What?
Discount Clown Mart.
It's a great bar. At least it was in the 90s. And I was there with a bunch of Dennis Miller people, and we were hammered, and I ran into some girl I used to know, and she was on a date, and I ended up going in the women's room with her and having sex with her in the stall, while about eight women were screaming, please hurry, we have to pee.
Oh, my God.
And that was like a bigger turn-on for you? You're like, I love desperate women. No?
No. I was...
Because there was that desperation porn.
It required a lot of concentration.
There's that one, she's a model. Her name was Amber. She was on
Amber Rose?
Celebrity Rehab, and she actually... admitted to loving desperation porn. That's where like women and men have to pee really badly and you just watch that and that gets you off? Come on.
That's an odd one.
Everybody has their thing, I guess.
Yeah. Everyone has their thing.
Tyler, do you really gotta go, dude? What's the deal here?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why's he gotta go?
I have obligations.
Should we fine him?
I feel like you should be fined, yeah. You can't clock out yet.
It's not March yet,
this
so
is the job.
That's a good point. What are we at time wise?
Can't say. Oh, 102.
That's not enough.
No, it's not.
You can split and we'll talk
That's
about
fine.
You.
We'll bring up the rear.
15 more minutes.
Yeah.
To bring up my rear?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
Well, I gotta go.
We'll figuratively and verbally slap you on the butt.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right. Okay, Ty, go do your thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's actually, it's all right. Might be better.
What's fucking happening in my office right now?
Somebody did just stomp up the stairs and go directly into
your
office.
I do know what's happening because that noise I hear. You know what a mess my office is?
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen guys throw shit in there, like they're rolling bread carts and all that stuff because
they
want them out of the way.
Out, right?
I not only take them back out, I lift them over all those boxes and throw them on the ground. And there's one sitting out there that I just threw out there.
He was telling me this like,
and
last week.
I bet they're putting it back in right now.
And somebody actually said to him, hey, Mike, why don't you just tell them, ask them not to do that anymore instead of just being aggressive and throwing
that bread
shit
rack,
back out.
That bread rack was like $1,500. I swear to God, I'm going to take it out to the dumpster and throw the dumpster. I swear to God. I swear to fucking God, I'm probably going to, if I go out there after this podcast and it's not at where I left it, it's back in my office, it's going in the fucking dumpster, and I'm not even kidding, and if you're listening to this from the company, I am kidding. But
Real
everyone
quick,
else,
before you go,
what is kidding. The answer to why you haven't just asked them to not do that?
He's like, no, I've never thought of that.
Yeah, I haven't gone about it that way yet.
The kid who sent us the very nice stuff last night with the beers and stuff,
Brad
Devine. Mm-hmm. Sent your shirt out today or yesterday, 2 days ago. I don't know. Your shirt's on. I'm hoping you said large. I think he said large. I sent you a large. Let me know if it's
I think it was large.
All right.
Yeah.
And real quick before you go, I want to let Mike know that I actually brought him up and told stories about him finger butt banging.
Well, it wasn't butt.
in a bar.
Don't get me wrong. I put my finger in a butt before.
No, but you said that you were making out with her at a crowded bar and you went straight for the butt.
No, I said that was somebody else. It was AJ Benza.
We've had this argument before, and we've played back the audio where you say, I.
Yeah. Also, I told a story about how I said, and the same man was fisting a woman to the point where his arm broke.
Yeah, that's great.
But I never said who it was.
Oh.
So yeah. I wanted a little high five there.
Not yet. Not bad.
I said, I'm not going to tell you who it is, Emily. Yeah. But you know him.
Yeah.
And she was all offended. And I'm like, why are you offended? This is a giver. This is like one of your people. You're always talking about how guys got to give. This guy gave till his arm broke and continued to give.
I can say that I provide the most amount of sexual satisfaction to my ability in any and every way.
Right. You take the pain. You take the pain.
It's not just pain. I'll go down on someone for fucking an hour and a half if they want me to.
Wow. It's like an advertisement.
How much is that on Patreon?
I switch it up, though. I don't do the same thing.
Mike will.
You know why? Because my tongue is like a good listener.
All right. Jesus Christ Almighty.
Your tongue's like a good listener?
We should probably delete this part of the podcast.
Nah, we can't. We don't delete. We're Patreon. Hey, welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Patreon.
That's right.
We should have, just for Patreon listeners, we should have the true podcast where we.
This is pretty true.
Where we say.
Oh, we should do a separate open and honest just on the old Patreon.
No, but where we say all the things that we say that we don't believe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We say, and then the people that think that we mean those things.
Are you suggesting that we really are racist? Is that where you're going? Because I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I know.
Probably get those Patreon numbers up.
What? Negative. What?
I wish we could have a Snapchat podcast you can only listen to once and it's gone.
Forever. Yeah.
Except there's Android listeners can, or Android people can download Snapchats.
Getting a phone call. Hey, we are going to make good on our promises, our Patreon levels and whatnot. Starting
we'll
next
like,
month, we're going to do our mugs for the massive Daddy Warbucks 50 subscribers.
12 mugs.
And
really? Holy smoly.
I was talking to Gio, and he's got a really good app or something that works for making DVDs with all the shows for our 20.
Beautiful.
Is it 20 or 10?
20.
And it actually inscribes like artwork on the actual disc.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to figure that out. And it looks like we might actually be in the red.
So we just split the money with him, 50-50?
Everything out. No, actually, Gio's a $5 subscriber.
Holy
for yours
smokes.
And for ours. So that's $10.
Oh, my God. I
got
to subscribe. I got to give him some money back. Make it a wash.
Hey, what does Patreon take? How much do they take from us?
I'm not sure.
I don't want them to take any.
It's like 65%.
Can we say this is a nonprofit?
No. I think we can't do that either.
It's a nonprofit.
I think it's like 8%.
What? That's too much. That's way too much.
5%? I don't know what it is.
5% is better. Than eight.
So if you're going to give us $5 a month, why don't you make it $7?
That's spoken like the true appreciative hosts that we are.
All right. I guess we're going to get out unless you have anything you want to talk about, Tyler.
I have two shows coming up, March 26th and April 23rd.
Where?
Here.
I want to come.
The 26th one, I'm doing the same thing I did last time, but probably different. Mm-hmm. And the 23rd one, I left open because I thought maybe we'll do...
Should we do a new live show? Because it's been too long.
I was thinking about
it. And
that.
I still got the bad taste
in
my mouth from the Brea show, the Christmas show.
It has been a while.
I got some,
we're better than that.
I got some bonus reasons that we'll sell more tickets to that show, too. I can't talk about it on the air.
Okay.
Because I don't want people to know how old I am.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Either way, right now I have myself booked in the small room on the 23rd, but I can switch it over to the big room if we want to make a commitment.
It's going to be a funeral is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have my pre-funeral.
We should have an AD funeral.
Why?
I don't know. Then we'll resurrect like Jesus.
Oh, so we just like have this big event, and then like the next week, or like just a new like we're back.
Like Howard Stern used to do. He'd come into town and like he'd have like a funeral for Mark and Brian.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Has anyone done that before? Had their own funeral to see what people say about them and see how the turnout is.
We should shoot. Maybe we should do that. And then we let the listeners just have the mic and they can give the eulogies.
Sounds terrible.
And we could just sit there and watch like Puddle's Pity Party does at his shows. He just sits in the corner and he makes people sing for him.
Terrible. It's a terrible idea.
I like it.
I kind of like it.
We both like it. We outnumber.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're getting fined for that one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you think we could get, what's his name, Martin Shkreli to be?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we can probably get him.
Yeah.
I bet he wants somebody to like him, and we're probably the only people out there that like him.
Why don't you start posting some videos about how much you like him?
I wonder if the FBI has a list of just people that like him. Just follow those people.
Well,
I would wear a shirt with his face on it.
More listeners. Why?
He needs to start wearing a cape, and then I'm really going to take him seriously.
Not a cape. He needs to wear like an evil suit.
Like a big collar. Like the
collar? Yeah, a super large
collar.
He needs
to really all the way in.
Yeah.
All the way in. He's probably
and just ride a hoverboard everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst. Hoverboard people are the worst.
I saw footage yesterday of an umpire riding around college baseball game on a hoverboard.
He was on the field.
Yes. I don't know.
It took all of my restraint to not confront a guy on video and go, "You're a fucking douche idiot." It was like 9 o'clock at night. I'm going into Gelson's. A guy pulls
up.
Too
expensive. Why would you do that?
A guy pulls up. Asian guy, spiky hair.
All right.
Listen. Pops his trunk. Mm. I swear to God. Changes his shirt. Mm-hmm. Puts on sunglasses and then places the hoverboard on the ground. Yeah. And then hoverboards into Gelson's to go shopping. And he's
with the sunglasses.
New shirt, sunglasses on, hoverboard that's flashing lights, pushing his cart around. And I wanted to go like, what the fuck?
Guy's pretty sweet, I gotta say.
Well, you can get a shirt with his name on it, too.
I had a super old man moment the other day. Lauren wanted to go to Old Town, Pasadena, and like walk around to try to hopefully make Zach come out. We've been doing a lot of walking. Yeah. And I was like, I just really don't want to go Old Town. I'm going to see teens on hoverboards.
fuck, I'm so apparently happy some those movement, things are
some new movement with teens.
Lighting on fire and blowing people up.
And they're like encouraging their horrible behavior on like Twitter. They're like, hey, this is our generation, man. We got to like tweet while we walk and text while we walk and always on our phone. Just embrace it. Own it. That's us. Yeah. That's who we are. Well, no shame.
Well, I'll tell you something about that movement. The movement is we don't get any attention because we're not special.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to pay attention to us unless we do something that's disruptive.
Do you think Zach's going to be worse, like his generation? Tyler's kid?
What's that going to be like? They're going to emerge from the rubble of all this nonsense.
Are they?
No offense, but I fucking hate Zach already.
Jesus.
Have you hashtagged Zach anything yet? Have you hashtagged Zach anything?
Lauren has.
Oh, no! Stop it! Skrelly wouldn't like that. He wouldn't approve of that.
That he's going to probably buy that kid.
Skrelix.
Skrelix? No. Skrelix?
I've made that. That's, if you followed me on Twitter, you would have seen my
Photoshop
I did where I combined Martin Shkreli and Skrelix. And I made.
We need listener input, and I need to hear some more voicemails from our listeners.
Yes.
I miss them. I miss taking phone calls from listeners.
Me too.
I am probably. Well, Zach's probably going to make this.
Fucking Zach!
But I closer than I've been to. Having us back with soundboards and stuff. So,
what do you mean? What?
I've been looking into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Tyler's been looking into shit.
Let's do a. Let's.
That is pretty great, Ty.
Let's do. This sounds cheesy, but just to involve, just to have a little game going, a little something riding on it. Uh-huh. Let's come up with a great prize, and the listener who guesses like how many posts of Zach you make in the first 30 days.
Mm. Yeah, but he can't know.
What I mean. It'll have to be a secret somehow.
See, we should have done this after he left.
Hey, but then they just tweeted at the After Disaster, and I see everything.
Have you made him his Twitter account yet?
No.
Zach ruins After Disaster?
You should. You should.
Yeah, someone's going to do that before I do.
Uh-huh. Tyler ruins radio.
Tyler ruins TV.
Is it TV now?
Oh, look upgraded. At that. Mm. Yeah.
Have you gotten all of them secured, like movies? Newspaper.
No, I haven't done Tyler Ruins Media yet.
Tyler Ruins B-level movies. Tyler Ruins Porn.
When I changed it to Tyler Ruins TV, I realized that Tyler Ruins Radio is now back in the wild. So I immediately went back and signed up that one.
Yeah. It's on the wild?
Yeah.
Because when you change it, then that other one is like someone could go grab it. So
really?
I didn't need someone running around pretending to be Tyler Ruins Radio.
You got to lock up Tyler Ruins Walmart.
This week on Cinematics, we... discuss 999, which is a new John Hillcoat movie, the guy that did Lawless. And
yeah, you already mentioned it.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I talked about the movie briefly, about the woman, the heifer woman. We also cover Standoff, which is a Thomas Jane, Larry Fishburne movie, which is pretty sweet. Like they have a Standoff. Thomas Jane is on the top level, and Lawrence Fishburne's on the bottom level, and they want to kill each other, but they don't see each other, and the whole movie is just the two of them going back and forth, and Larry has some very funny lines.
Sounds good.
Fuck you, Farmer Jim! Larry's good in it. So we discuss those two movies.
Very out of context.
Does he make any references to his daughter's pornography career?
No, like, that would be like a documentary, I think.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He's not playing Lawrence Fishburne.
Got it.
Larence.
Larence.
My buddy Greg Srizovosti, my co-host, gave me a lot of shit for calling him Larry. He's like, I have respect for him. I will call him Lawrence. I'm like, no, it's Larry.
Yeah.
Call him Larry.
Larry.
Apparently he hates being called Larry Fishburne, evidently.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? You have no opinion on that?
I do have an opinion, but I want to keep it to myself, just like my, my voting record.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
Donald Trump, 2016.
What?
Just want to say something controversial at the end.
113? We can't do that. Maybe 114.